Project Veritas, leaked Google document labels PragerU, Jordan Peterson Nazis. By Lucas Nolan on June 25, 2019. Google documents leaked to Project Veritas show the company referring to popular conservative personalities such as Jordan Peterson and Dennis Prager as Nazis. A recent report from investigative journalism group Project Veritas claims that leaked internal Google documents shows a Google employee and a member of the Google Transparency and Ethics Group calling conservative and libertarian commentators such as Dennis Prager, Ben Shapiro, and Jordan Peterson, Nazis. The email was sent as part of internal communications between the Google Transparency and Ethics Group and suggests that content published by PragerU, Jordan Peterson, and Ben Shapiro should be removed from the suggestion feature. A Google employee named Liam Hopkins can be seen stating, "If we understand that PragerU, Jordan Peterson, Ben Shapiro et al. Are Nazis using the dog whistles." The employee further suggests following through with the suggestion of another employee named Meredith, "I don't think correctly identifying far-right content is beyond our capabilities. But if it is, why not go with Meredith's suggestion of disabling the suggestion feature?" Following the publication of an undercover video of Google executive Jen Genai stating that the company was working to prevent another Trump situation after the 2016 election, the executive stated in a Medium blog post, "Google has repeatedly been clear that it works to be a trustworthy source of information, without regard to political viewpoint. In fact, Google has no notion of political ideology in its rankings. Yet here we see Google employees discussing doing exactly that." Genai also claims that the Project Veritas video is selectively edited and pushes a series of debunked conspiracy theories about censorship. What Genai does not address is her direct comments about Google's view of Congress, the company's refusal to appear before Congress, and her statements claiming that Google will not change its business practices regardless of what Congress says. "Project Veritas has edited the video to make it seem that I am a powerful executive who is confirming that Google is working to alter the 2020 election. On both counts, this is absolute, unadulterated nonsense, of course. In a casual restaurant setting, I was explaining how Google's trust and safety team, a team I used to work on, is working to help prevent the types of online foreign interference that happened in 2016. Google has been very public about the work that our teams have done since 2016 on this, so it's hardly a revelation. But despite what the video may have you believe, I'm not involved in any of these products, just like I'm not involved in any of the other topics Project Veritas baited me into discussing, whether it's antitrust, Congress, or the dozens of other topics that didn't appear in the video, on which I presumably didn't say anything that could be twisted to their advantage. I was having a casual chat with someone at a restaurant and used some imprecise language. Project Veritas got me. Well done." Read the full report by Project Veritas here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter @LucasNolan or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.